Blog Talk Radio.
I've been tripping and confessing the wrong thing.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Doesn't seem as though we had any new callers to join in, so I'm just going to go ahead and do a roll call. If I miss you, please inform me, please. Okay, I have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Hubert, Mom, Auntie Janet, and then I have Sister Shirley and myself. Amen.
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 Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I will be your host, Loretta, tonight. Angela is at her book club meeting, and may God bless her meeting. Amen.
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 Amen. For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, Mother May will come to us with the blessing of the prayer line. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Dear God, help us to trust in you and train us to reflect your glory in all that we do. Oh God, give us the right word to share our faith with others so that they can know your love and grace. Oh God, teach us to care for others the way you care for us. Dear God, direct us to find time to communicate with you. Help us to listen for your wisdom and guidance. And we ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom. Okay, we're going to go right on into our program, and I will start with Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm looking at Hebrews, the second chapter, starting at verse 5. It is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come, about which we are speaking, but there is a place where someone has testified. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor and put everything under his feet. In putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you for that beautiful reading, Sister Shirley. We did have a caller to join in, I believe, is Auntie Dot.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, we're just getting started, so you haven't missed much. Let's see here. We'll go to Auntie Carrie next. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will be reading Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, standing in the way of sinners, not sitting in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like a chaff with the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinner in the congregation of the righteousness. For the Lord knows the way of the righteousness, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming from Psalms 52.
I'm sorry, where?
Why did we do Psalms 52? Why do you boast of evil, you mighty man? Why do you boast all day long, you who are a disgrace in the eyes of God? Your tongue plot destruction. It is like a sharpened razor, sharpened razor. You won't practice. You who practice deceit, you love evil rather than good, falsehood rather than speaking the truth. You love every harmful word. Oh, you deceitful tongue, surely God will bring you down to everlasting ruin. He will snatch you up and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous will see and fear. They will laugh at him, saying, here now is the man who did not make God his stronghold, but trusted in his great wealth and grew strong by destroying others. But I am like an olive tree flowing in the house of God. I trust in God unfailing love forever and ever. I will praise you forever for what you have done. In your name I will hope, for your name is good, and I will praise you in the presence of your saints. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read Psalm 104 from 1 to 6, I think. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. They are clothed with honor and majesty. We cover thyself with light as a garment, who stretched out to heaven like a curtain, who laid the beams of his chamber in the water, who make the cloud his carriage, who walk upon the wing of the wind, who make his angel spirit, his mystery a flaming fire, who laid the foundation of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie God. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Psalm 91, 1 through 6. He who dwells in the shelter. In the shelter of the Most High, will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowls of the snare and from the deadly pelican. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wing you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not feel the terror of night, and the arrow that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalk in the darkness, nor the plague that destroy midday. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from 31 Days of Praise. My heart rejoices in you, Lord, for you are my strong shelter in times of trouble and danger and stress, my hiding place to whom I may continually resort. My Father, who lovingly provides for me, my shepherd, who guides and protects me, my champion who upholds my cause as his child and defends my highest interest, my bridegroom who delights in me, my God who is mighty to save, who rests in his love for me and rejoices over me with singing, with shouts of joy. You are my inheritance, my share in life, the one who satisfies my longing soul and fills my hungry soul with goodness. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress. It is in God whom I have placed my trust. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of the book of 1 John, chapter 5, and it reads as follows. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begotten, love him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood, and it is the Spirit that bear witness, because of the Spirit is true. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. There are three that bears witness in the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which we have testified of his Son. He that believes on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believes not God has not made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see. We have finished that portion of the program. So now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for laying your healing hands upon Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Champ's family, and Uncle Oliver, the Allen family, the Verner family, the Williams family, the Johnson family, the Franklin family, the Coley family, the Moore family, the Moody family, the Linnean family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Simmons family, the Ross family, Ruth Edwards, Desert Kendrick and family, Jarrell and family, Mary Ann and family, SMA and family, Hazel, Vanessa and family, Miss Brown and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Peter's family, Charlie and family, Dwight Swan and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian, Tony, Eric, DeMarcus, and Malachi, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, for your word say, prayer in faith shall heal the sick. We come to you today in faith, asking that you heal our sick and shut-in from every sickness, every disease, and every illness. And we thank you for we are receiving our healing by faith. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays. And we're looking at the week of June 3rd through the 9th. I have a couple of birthdays written down. I have a Carla on the 3rd, Taya on the 5th, Anna Carlos on the 5th, Harissa, did I say that right, on the 7th, and Sedarius on the 9th. Any other birthdays?
Brother Harrison on the 7th.
I'm sorry, Auntie Janet, what did you say?
This is Janet. Brother Harrison on the 7th.
Harrison on the 7th.
Harrison. Harrison.
Okay, any
and
other
Kayla
birthdays?
Cecile.
Kayla.
Kayla.
The 5th. Okay. All right. Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song, please?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Amen. And many, many more. Okay, we did have a caller to join in, and I believe that's Brother Daniel.
Yeah, ma'am. I just want to give y'all a shout out. Carlos Wells' birthday was today.
Carlos' birthday today?
Amen. Yeah, ma'am.
Amen. Praise God. Is he there?
Nah, I don't know where he at.
Oh, okay. I was just going to give him a shout out. That's all that was. Okay, well, welcome to the program, Daniel. Let's see here. We have reached the second part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or more Bible verses. And I will start out with Bob. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Did you send me? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm coming out of Revelation 22.
I'm sorry, where are you coming from?
Revelation 22.
Okay.
22, at the 12th verse. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city. Outside of the dogs, those who practice magic, art, and sexuality, unmoral, the murderers, the adultery, and everyone who loves and practice falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the children. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Revelation. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share Father's love letter.
Amen.
An intimate message from God to you. It's a little lengthy, so I might not read it all. My child, you might not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all of your ways. Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I've been misrepresented by those who do not know me. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father could ever give. For I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand. For I am your provider, and I meet with all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts towards you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good for you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who gave you those desires. I'm able to do more for you than you could ever possibly imagine. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I'm close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I carry you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away all your tears from your eyes. I will take away all the pain that you suffered on this earth. I am your Father. I love you, even as I love my own son, Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came down to demonstrate that love, what I have for you. I love you,
and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. He desired that you should recognize and be reconciled to me. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing, nothing would ever separate you from my love again. And I will throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father, and I will always be Father. My question is, would you be my child? I'm waiting for you. Love, your dad. Almighty God. Abba. Abba. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, and Father's love. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Okay, next I'll go to Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would just like to say the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that quote, Sister Shirley. Next, I go to Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm going to share John 16. All this I have told you so that you will not go astray. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, a time is coming when anyone who hears you will think he is offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I do not tell you this at first because I was with you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Let's see, I will go next, and my reading is out of the Upper Room, and it's called Broken and Restored. And you can get the reading out of Isaiah 61, Psalm 80, and Romans 4. Restore us, O God, make your face shine upon us that we may be saved. As for us, restoration is the one word message of the entire Bible. God is revealed as the absolute divine Savior. We, less than perfect human beings, with a tendency to continue living in our damaged state, are the same as the antique that we find, that are broken and need of a new start. Though God's compassionate work, we are given new life by faith in Jesus Christ, who was delivered over to death for our sin and raised to life for our justification. And by faith in Christ, we become new creatures, able to become all that God created us to be. Amen.
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 Praise
the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay, next I'll go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share this verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that Bible verse, Auntie Carrie. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any praise for a testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm still in the book of 1 John, chapter 4, starting at verse 7. It said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loves not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and he sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfect in us. Whereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, on 1 John. Next, I go to Daniel. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
It's me, it's we, it's you, oh Lord. We're standing in the need of prayer. Amen.
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 Thank you,
Daniel. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Mm. Okay. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Jeremiah 1, chapter 1, verse 4 to 10. "The Lord's word came to me. Before I created you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I made you a prophet for the nation. Lord God, I said, I don't know how to speak because I'm only a child. The Lord responded, don't say I'm only a child. Where I send you, you must go. What I tell you, you must say. Don't be afraid of them, because I am with you to rescue you, declared the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand, touched my mouth, and said to me, I am putting my word in your mouth. This very day I have put you over nation and empire, to dig up and pull down, to destroy and demolish, and to build a plant. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Mm. All right. Thank you for that reading. I see God out of Jeremiah. Let's see here. Is there anything anyone would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? Well, I would like to welcome Auntie Dot back. We miss you and we love you. Welcome back. And I also would like to welcome Auntie Carrie back. We miss you and we love you. Welcome back. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer led by Mother May.
As we close, Lord, we want to give honor to you. Thank you, God, for the time we have together. May you bless each person who took the time to gather here today. And let your hand protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Let the work done here tonight come to fruition, and let it all be for your glory, Lord. Help us each to do our part in sharing your word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mother, may your voice change.
my goodness.
Angela.
Angela, you came and joined in, gang. Praise God. Praise God. How was the book club meeting?
It was good. Long way.
Oh, great. We prayed for it. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danella's family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America and other nations, and continue to bless this prayer line. 9 years strong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have
Amen.
A glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you, and good night.
Good night. And good night.
We love you all.
He promised me. He promised. I believe in his promise.
For the week. Thank you, Father, that through faith in Jesus Christ, we are made whole. Amen. From the Nellens family, good night. Have a blessed week. We love you.